السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سر نعت شريف written by Hazrat Mawlana Qari Siddiq Banvi Rahmatullah Ali, was amongst our senior Akabirin, Khulafa of Hazrat Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Praise of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Already Durud Sharif on them.
تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو میں اڑ کر پہنچ جاتا میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو میں اڑ کر پہنچ جاتا زہے قسمت کے اپنا آشیاں ان کا چمن ہوتا زہے قسمت کے اپنا آشیاں ان کا چمن ہوتا نمازوں میں انہی کے در پہ میں کرتا جبھی سائی نمازوں میں انہی کے در پہ میں کرتا جبھی سائی تلاوت کا ترنم اور جنت کا چمن ہوتا تلاوت کا ترنم اور جنت کا چمن ہوتا سبھی کچھ ہے مگر جب وہ نہیں کچھ بھی نہیں حاصل سبھی کچھ ہے مگر جب وہ نہیں کچھ بھی نہیں حاصل جہاں میں ہوں وہی وہ کاش جلوہ فگن ہوتا جہاں میں ہوں وہی وہ کاش جلوہ فگن ہوتا خوشا قسمت کے ہوتا کوچے محبوب میں مسکن خوشا قسمت کے ہوتا کوچے محبوب میں مسکن انہی کی راہ میں قربان اپنا جان وطن ہوتا انہی کی راہ میں قربان اپنا جان وطن ہوتا یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب یہی اپنی تمنا ہے یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب یہی اپنی تمنا ہے کہ پیوندے بقیع پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا کہ پیوندے بقیع پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون صدق الله العظيم My most respected elders, ulama kiram, and beloved brothers. Allah Rabbul Izzat created and fashioned me and you. Allah Pak is our Khaliq. And after creating us, respected elders and brothers, that wasn't the end of the story. Allah Pak, after creating us, like how a person, after manufacturing something, there's always some manual with it. How to use this item, how to go about the do's and the don'ts of an item, what shouldn't be, what should be, what you shouldn't do, what you should do. Like that, Allah Pak has granted us these tools. Me and you, our eyes, our hands, our feet, our heart. At the same time, Allah Pak has granted us a manual also, how to use these tools. And like how any item, no person can say that now this item is my item and I have bought this item. So who is the manual to tell me what to do and what not to do? It is my possession, my wealth, mine, so I can use it how I want. Only a foolish person will do that. And if he does so, then he's inviting his own trouble. And sometimes because of this person's negligence, innocent people are also hurt in the process. My respected elders and brothers, Allah Pak, after giving us that manual, how to live our lives, and what to see, what not to see, where to go, where not to go, who to mix with, who not to mix with. Allah Pak's rahmat, Allah Pak's mercy upon us, that in each and every person, Allah Pak has created a madda, and a so-called breaks, which they call haya, which can be translated as modesty. Although ulama give a more deeper meaning to it, not just a matter of feeling shy. أَنَّ رَبَّكَ لَا يَرَاكَ مِنْ حَيْثُ وَفِيمَا يَرَاكَ أَوْ كَمَا قِيلْ. Haya, modesty, that my Allah will not see me in those places where He prohibited me from. My Allah must not see me doing those things which He Himself prohibited me from. And when we speak of haya and when we speak of modesty, my respected elders and brothers, then we're speaking of that branch of Islam. We're speaking of that aspect in Islam which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, shu'batun min al-iman. We're speaking of a branch of iman. Nothing external, we're speaking about iman itself, we're speaking about a branch of iman. Al-Iman wal-Haya'u Qurana. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. This modesty and haya and iman, they coexist. Iza rufiya ahaduhuma, when one is taken away, then the other will also follow. When haya is gone, then iman will follow behind it. This is what we are talking about. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. That when haya is gone, then now you can do what you want. When that breaks is gone from inside, respected elders and brothers, now the eyes are going out of control, the hand goes out of control, everything goes out of control. So this is what we are here to discuss today. And as told by those who sent us here, that these few incidents should be related, one, two incidents, not as an entertainment or to make the topic very juicy, but as an ibrat and as a lesson for me and you. My most respected elders and brothers, when Muslim youngsters, boys and girls, are found with porn, etc., loaded down on their cell phones from the internet, then we must know something has gone wrong. When a 12-year-old girl and boy, when a 12-year-old girl says that I am madly in love with this 14-year-old boy, then we must know something is wrong. When a young boy and girl, respected elders and brothers, as far as these incidents are concerned, this was given to us by our seniors. The senior himself who gave me this has no idea as to who the person himself is. But just one point we should remember. Not only now, but whenever incidents like this come to the fore. Number one, we look down upon the act itself. Each person has his own past, has his own history. Who knows these bicharas? No fault of theirs. We'll say they were overpowered by shaitan. Tomorrow they will become the walis of their time. Al-ibratu bil-khawatib. A person is judged according to how he left this world. This is just a passing phase. So when these incidents are mentioned, that at no point in time should any person feel in his heart that he look at that person. Every person should take stock of himself. And while we sit here, respected elders and brothers, Allah Pak reward each one of us. Sacrificing our time and coming, it's no small sacrifice. Allah Pak reward, Allah Pak accept this gathering. People in the past also had their history. They were great, great awliya Allah. When Allah Pak chooses His friends, then Allah Pak doesn't only choose those people who are brand new, clean from birth. There were many people in the past who had a fantastic history. But when Hidayat came and the decision of Allah Pa came, then we saw people like Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi, Zunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi, Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi alayhi, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi. Then these stars came about, who also had the history. But look at the other side of the fence. So at no point in time we should feel anything about these incidents. But it's an ibrat for me and you. And these are no isolated incidents. Like in the words of my ustad, these are just echoes. This is a reflection of what's happening in that entire area, or that entire institution. So some of our Islamic organizations got these reports, telephone calls, and people themselves came and reported. Within the province, these incidents had taken place. When this young boy and girl, were getting a bit intimate, and they were taken to the office, and statements were taken from them, then amongst the things this girl writes, she says, "You do not understand the peer pressure to have a boyfriend and submit to his demands. This is the norm in the school. Why am I only being singled out when all of us are doing it?" Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Incidents regarding the internet and how it destroyed our youth. Incidents regarding literature. We heard of people hooked on alcohol. We heard of people hooked on drugs. How can we imagine a person of iman hooked on pornography, that if I don't have it, if my son doesn't have it at home, for that weekend the whole house is turned upside down? Respected elders and brothers, when Karguzari like this comes in front, then we must understand something has gone wrong. These things happened in the past, but it was an isolated incident. People were called one side, it was shoved under the carpet. But when a sickness becomes an epidemic now, then you'll find on every street corner, there'll be tables and medicine will be dispensed to each and every person. Because now it's an epidemic. And every person is involved in it. Or nearly every home is involved. Or nearly every family is involved in it. Allah Pak save each one of us. These, when we look at incidents like this, respected elders and brothers, and we look at the past, then each one of us will admit that the color of this world has changed. When incidents like this come in front, then remember, this will lead, and this is the beginning of the downfall of a nation. This is the start of a downfall of a nation. Allama Iqbal rahmatullahi alayhi, he puts it in two lines. He says, Aao main batao tumko, taqdeer-e-umam kya hai? He says, come, let me tell you. Let me put it in a nutshell. Let me wrap up the past and the present. Shamshir o sana awwal, ta'us o rubab akhir. That in the beginning of a nation, in the building of a nation, there was mujahada, there was a struggle, there were tears, there was blood, They was crying. They was toiling. They was mehnat. They was effort. Lives were given. And the nation was being built. The nation was being built. The nation was being built. Shamshir wa sana'uwal. In the beginning there was this jihad. Ta'us wa rubab akhir. Then came the next generation. Then came the next part of this world who received everything on this plate. And then the merrymaking had started. And all those efforts of the past are now being unwinded. By the second they are being unwinded. We were not there, respected elders and brothers, to see how this Islam was built. And how this garden of Islam was brought to where it was. We were not there to see that qurbani of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We were not there in Badr. We were not there in Uhud. We were not there in Khandaq. The tension in Khandaq. The heat of Tabuk. The liver of Hamza radiallahu anhu. The hand of Talha. Talha radiallahu anhu. Defending Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his hand. And that hand has to be paralyzed. The arms of Ja'far radiallahu anhu. The first Khalifa Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. What he went through in the Haram Sharif. Just because he announces Islam. The dagger of Abu Lu'lu going through Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu while performing the Fajr Salah. Usman radiallahu anhu being martyred. And Naila, Hazrat Naila radiallahu anha, his wife, coming to the defense and her fingers are also made shaheed. And the blood of Usman radiallahu anhu going on that Quran Sharif. We were not there to see all this. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Ibn Muljim's dagger, which he soaked in poison for so many months, and he treated it with poison for so many months. And Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes shaheed. We were not there to hear the cries of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad. We were not there to see the back of Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Our own akabirin, muhaddiseen, fuqaha, all their mehnat, all their mujahada, all their struggle, their term. We never saw any of this. We never heard the cries of those women that were made widows. We never heard the cries of those orphans. We never seen Imam Nasai rahmatullahi alayhi be taken out of the masjid and made shaheed. Shamshir wa sana'uwal. In the building of this nation, there was a lot of mehnat, there was a lot of qurbani. This nation wasn't just built like that. Islam didn't just flourish like that. Shaykhul Hind rahmatullahi ali. In the prison of Malta, and what he went through. Shaykhul Islam rahmatullahi ali. Walana Hussein Ahmad Madni rahmatullahi ali. How he finished himself. From morning to evening. Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullahi ali. Sitting in the heat of Saharanpur. Perspiration is pouring. And memorizing the Hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How this part of deen can be preserved. And how the ummah can benefit. And how the Mubarak words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam can be preserved. We weren't there to see all this. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah ali, Bangla wali masjid, in the depth of the night, on the musalla, crying, and making dua for this ummah. We never saw all this. Mawlana Ali Mia rahmatullah ali, Mawlana Manzoor Nomani rahmatullah ali, researching hundred pages, to write one page, and prepare one small booklet so that this ummah can can come to know about this Sahabi, so that the Ummah can come to know about this battle, so that the Ummah can come to know about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shamshir or Sana Awal, there was a lot of Qurbani in the building of this Ummah. Then came the next part of this world. Then came the so-called next generation. Ta'us or Ruba, Bakhir. Then the merrymaking started. How true Allama is mentioned. Allama Iqbal Rahmatullahi. We were not there to see our forefathers who came and made hijrah to this country, who hardly had a penny in their pocket, but made sure that maktabs be established all over and masajid be all over. Penny, penny, tiki, tiki, they'll put it together and bring down ulama from overseas, so that the Islam of the family, the Islam of this generation can be salvaged. We weren't there to see all this qurbani. And now that we have received this on this plate, now the naqadri starts. That father who couldn't even afford the bus fare to go from A to B and had to walk, today the same son is sitting with the keys in his pocket. When haya leaves a nation and all these things come in front, then ulama mentioned this is the start of the downfall of a nation. Coming to the aspect of what things had contributed towards this and how this haya had left our lives, certain points were made. Number one, ulama blame it on this so-called capitalistic system. The system of where the government, every person, it's in the mind of each and every person that I must make money, and then I must make more money, and then I must make even more money. And how will money come into the country? You'll have to sell. And to sell, what you'll do? You'll start working now on the instincts of men, on the low and base desires of men, and you'll incite him. First in the form of literature, in the form of closed words, nothing very open. And then slowly the feelings and the jazbat of man are incited, and to pacify his passion and to fulfill his lust, now all the doors are open. And now we can start selling. And now the zina dens are open. And now the literature comes in. And now the TV comes in, the internet comes in, and whatnot comes in. To such an extent, it becomes now possible for any person on the street to fulfill his desire whenever he wants. More and more money, so you need to sell. When you need to sell, work on their emotions. And how can a person ever be satisfied with these things? Today it will extinguish that fire that is in him. Tomorrow put the same thing in front of him. He is bored of it. He needs something new. So now this market has started. Every day now we'll have to be on our toes. Every day we'll have to produce more and more literature and different. And things will have to be exposed more and more to keep on pacifying this passion of men. And we'll keep on selling, they'll keep on buying, money will come into the country. And a branch of this is the fashion we have nowadays. Clothe them in this, put this in front, make their mouths water, put this in front, make their mouths water. And ulama say, just look at and take a glance at history. 70, 100 years ago, one decade ago, a few hundred years ago. Wallah, the fashion of that time amongst the kuffar, amongst the English woman, was much more better than the dressing our women are wearing today. From small, the child is given a so-called Barbie doll. And this doll, and that doll. And every day the child has to change the clothes and see the clothes of this doll. It's not going to have an effect. So the first thing that contributed towards this haya and that coming out of our lives is this capitalist system. Then came this democratic system. In a way, it has brought about this behaya in us when we speak of the aspect of equality. That now women must start working in shoulder to shoulder with men. Women must now come into the bazaars. Women must now come into the market. And then from there you get this, all the other explosions. From there you'll get the boss and secretary problem and whatever other problem you'll get. The third aspect ulama mentioned is media. In the form of literature, in the form of TV, in the form of the radio, in the form of internet. Allah Pak knows best. But the way this is, the way these things and this media eats us up, there's no need to provide any proof. Just looking at our own family, looking at our own youngsters, our own neighborhood. And we know what we're referring to. One newspaper has to come in that house. Just one newspaper has to come in that house. And the whole family is involved in the behayai. Television. How many times have we heard about television? Just one standard 9 pupil was writing his essay. And he was honest enough to write this year. Wallahu a'lam where, but in the province. The person who gave it to me also doesn't even know who this person is. But towards the end of his essay he writes, he says, I try very hard to imitate. Respected elders and brothers, listen carefully to what this person is writing. I try very hard to imitate Prophet Muhammad. He hasn't written sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I try very hard to imitate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But a person of Iman, I try to imitate, very hard to imitate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But, look at this word, but, how can it come out from a person of Iman? I try hard to imitate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But, when I see all these stars on television, when I see all these stars on television, I wish that I would rather be like them, because they have more worldly possession like fame and money. Listen carefully to what this person is saying and reflect at what we have back at home. I try very hard to imitate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when I see all these stars on television, I wish, the heart is speaking, I wish that I would rather be like them, because they have more worldly possession like fame and money. Person of Iman, That same tongue that recited La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now it's, I wish I'd rather be like them, because they have more possession, like fame and money. Allah pak have raham on this ummat. Anyway, this person was honest enough to write what was in his heart. Allah pak make him a means of hidayat for everybody. And Allah pak make him the wali of his time. Towards the end he has written, but one day I hope I will be like Prophet Muhammad and have much more than fame and money. Allah pak fulfill his hope. When TV will come in each and every person's home, and this media and so-called necessary newspapers will come home, and internet becomes a toy of each and every person, then Mawlana, make dua for my child. Mawlana, make dua my cousin. Mawlana, make dua my brother. Mawlana, said him outside in the rain. Mohammed, he mustn't become wet. Please, my child mustn't get soaked. Get soaked in the rain. Take him out of that rain and bring him inside. Director of the TV center in the city of New York. His words. By the time he's 17, the average child sees 200,000 to 400,000 zina acts. He hasn't used the word zina. No wish to use that word in this park, Masjid al-Nur. He sees 200,000 to 400,000 zina acts on TV by the time he's 17. 200,000 to 400,000 zina acts. 100,000 to 200,000 acts of violence and 17,000 to 33,000 murders this child sees at home. That small, bichara, masoom child, 3-4 years of age, and she saw her mother one day in front of the mirror, and the mother was doing like this with the hair. What was it? She was doing like this with the hair. First day she saw, second day she saw, third day she saw. From that day onwards, adat par gayi. 3 days only she saw the mother, and from that day onwards you see this small child, she's also doing it. 17 years looking at zina. So-called educating this child. What will he do to that child? Father comes home. On the distant khan, the small son is observing, and the father does like this with his sleeves. First day he saw, second day, third day. Now the same small child, when he sits on the distant khan, he'll all. 3 days only he saw the father. And here we're talking of 17 years looking at zina. What's going to happen? There's going to be no explosion. So we have to take these things very seriously. Then amongst the aspects that contribute to this behayai is the intermingling. No, it's just my brother-in-law. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamu al-mot. The brother-in-law is mot. Just like how you fear mot, you should fear him. You want to know the importance of parda? One ayat of the Quran Sharif, one ayat. Allah Pak is speaking to, listen attentively to this ayat. Who Allah Pak is speaking to and regarding who Allah Pak is speaking about. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. khairul quruni qarni. Those who are given the certificate in this world. Regarding whom? Regarding the mothers of the believers, the azwaji mutahharat, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where a person can't even think of any wrong. One, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, from the side of the munafiqeen, she was accused. Allah Rabbul Izzat himself revealed ayats in her chastity and showing how pak she was. Regarding these pak women, our mothers, Azwaj Mutahara, and speaking to who? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Idha sa'altumu hunna mata'an, fas'aluhunna mi wara'i hijab. O you Sahaba, when you have to ask, and ask who? Ask Azwaji Mutahharat for anything, then you should ask them from behind the curtain. Sahaba are told to ask Azwaji Mutahharat. What doubt can there be in a person's mind? There isn't a shadow of doubt. So pak people, and you have to ask them from behind. Where me and you stand? If they had to observe parda to that extent, then where do me and you stand? The whole color of this world has changed. Our taste for good has come out. And just one point my ustad mentioned. He says, parda is not just a matter of putting one veil over your face. That is not just parda. Parda and hijab is a set of rules. Where to be, where not to be. Who to look at, who not to look at. Who you should speak to, who you shouldn't speak to. It's a whole set of rules. Me wearing this kurta, or somebody wears this kurta, it doesn't give him the license to go to any haram place. Our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, because the parda is done, so it gives you a license to go anywhere. Our women have become so cheap to go to any fair. In the name of Islam, to go to any bazaar, in the name of shopping. And then when the explosion takes place, what's up? We are to be blamed. That value of everything has come out of our hearts. Allah Pak make us maaf. We not think it's too late. Qiyamah has come. There's still lot of hope. But we have to realize where we have gone wrong. No, I'm just taking the family out for an outing. I can't think of any example now, but just roughly, make me maaf if this example comes out wrong also. Just roughly, we imagine some area, very high crime area, and this area there's so much of violence. 9:30, 10 o'clock, everybody's doors are closed, everybody's doors are locked, the gates are locked, the alarms are on. And then only those people will roam in the streets who we don't even feel like talking about. Gangsters and whoever. And now the wife is making coffee or making some tea. And she says, "Bhai, why you don't go to the engine garage and buy a box of so many creams. What time? 10:30, she's asking you, why you don't go to the engine garage, buy a box of Romani creams? What does Pastor will say? He'll say, for one box of Romani creams, I must lose my expensive Roman wheel watch which you gave me when we got married. For one box of Romani creams, I must lose that car that's parked outside. I must lose that car that's parked outside. For one box of Romani creams, this eye that's worth so much, I must lose this one eye of mine. For one box of Romani creams. Allah Pak make maaf if this example came out wrong. Now reflect. For one ice cream. For one ice cream. All that barakat of my namaz, it must go away. I can sacrifice it. For one ice cream. All that sweetness of that zikr and those programs and whatever, I can sacrifice it. For one ice cream, that iman that is in my heart, I can place it into jeopardy. Allah Pak give us the correct thinking caps. Our taste buds are gone. The taste bud of Islam is no more there. We mustn't become like how Quran Sharif mentions. Allah Pak have raham on this ummah. We have to take pity on ourselves. Don't be like that ayat. All of us, me included, everybody, we cannot be like that ayat which Allah Pak speaks about. Lahum kulubun la yafqahuna biha, wa lahum a'yunun la yubsiruna biha, wa lahum azanun la yasma'una biha. I gave them intellect. They never used it how I wanted them to use it. Allah Pak says, I gave them eyes. They were not prepared to look where I wanted them to look. وَلَهُمْ أَذَانُ اللَّهِ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They could hear. They knew what was haq. They turned a blind eye to it. When everything was warped, Allah Pak says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. Now they have become like animals. بَلْ هُمْ أَدَلْ. They have become worse than animals. Two kuttas on the street. The real kuttas we talk here about. Two kuttas on the street. Kutta, hound, dog. On the street. Becoming intimate with each and other. One person will drive past, second person, third person will drive past, the whole ummah will drive past. Nobody can tell us anything, man. They be hayai and our be hayai. Can we see any difference? Khinzir, pork, that pink animal, that filthy animal. Take that thing into one garden, lush garden. Hey, bhai, zara dekhiye bhai. Ye seb, usme itna mithas hai. Aur ye gulab, usme ye khushbu hai. Aur ye raat ki rani hai, usme ye khushbu hai. Aur usme ye phal hai, ye darakht hai. Take that animal in this garden. Oh, look at that beautiful peach, man. How sweet it is. Look at this rose. Why you don't smell this rose? How sweet it is. Look at this Raat Ki Rani. Smell this flower. Smell this flower. Why you don't taste the sweetness of this? Taste the sweetness of that fruit. Take the whole day and explain this khinzir. Explain this animal. What this animal will say? Ke bhai, mujhe ye mat dikhaiye. Mujhe pakhana dikhao. Mujhe gandagi dikhao. Mujhe keechar dikhao. I don't want to see any apple or any banana or any sweet this or any fragrance or any this. Show me where the filth is. Show me where the dung is. Show me where the dirt is. Show me where the mud is. And it will roll in it. It will eat it. It will change with everybody. And it feels, I have everything. You know, when haya comes out of a person, now ask that person, 5 years, why you don't taste the sweetness of Quran? Taste the sweetness of zikr, read 2 rakats of salah, ask those people, stand on the musalla in the dead of night, every wannasu niyam, people are sleeping, you and your Allah, taste the sweetness, cry in front of Allah and see what enjoyment, make tawbah, turn to Allah, see what enjoyment, see what sweetness. Make some mujahada for deed. Make some effort for deed. Go out in the path of Allah. Stay in the masjid for a few days. Attend this program. Sit with this buzurg. Sit with this wali. See what sweetness. See what contentment. Don't show me all these things. Don't speak about namaz. Don't speak about zikr. Show me this program. Show me this magazine. Show me this site. Show me that site. That is where my passions will be pacified. That is where my chain and my rahat is. Ulaika kal an'am. They have become like animals. Bal hum adal. They have become worse than animals. And the consequences of it, tawbah, 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 tawbah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned the sahaba those days, what will happen to this ummah? Turisul faqra. Or yurisul faqra. Az-zina yurisul faqra. Through zina, adultery, poverty will come about. When a person is in that act, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that iman comes out of his heart. And it stays above him, kazzulla. It shades him, or it's above his, just above his head, suspended. And if a person's life goes away like that, and in one riwayat it comes, like how when a person is involved in this act, like how a person when he takes out his kurtana, like that iman comes out. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is made the khalifa. The first khutbah he gives after his khilafat, he stands on the minbar. Ya ayyuhan nas, qad wulitu alaykum walastu bi khayrikum in ahsantu fa'inuni wa inasatu faqawimuni. And in that khutbah he mentions, لا يدع قوم الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا ضربهم الله بالذل. No nation will leave out striving for this deen except Allah Pak will throw zillat upon them. Allah Pak will throw disgrace upon them. ولا تشيع الفاحشة في قوم إلا أمهم الله بالبلاء. That nation in which fahisha, immorality, illicitness, zina, adultery, has to become rampant, Allah Pak will spread the azab over everyone. So my respected elders and brothers, we cannot ignore this issue. This is something we have to cry again and again and ask Allah. Don't feel it's not me, not my family, not my children, so I'm safe from the azab. This is everybody's problem. We all are one. Those are also our brothers. Those are also our children. Those are also our mothers and sisters. Like how we cry for our own family, we have to cry for them also. This ummah is ijtimai. A problem of this ummah concerns everybody. So amongst the solutions the ulama have mentioned, coming to the last aspect of this, the number one is tawbah. Each one of us will have to turn back to Allah. What has passed, has passed. We cannot ignore the situation. Allah Pak is waiting to forgive. And dare a person ignores the situation and carries on like how he is. Ulama mentioned Allah Pak will tear his parda and expose him in front of everyone. Law of Allah is broken and you treated it lightly. Let me do it again and again and again. How far you'll run? Allah Pak will hang you with that same rope. What intellect Allah Pak knows. You can see the sickness, you can see age, etc. So the response, not don't do it, ban, do it in a safe way. One small balloon is going to save you from Allah Pak's azab. Nuh alayhi salam, azab came. His son said, no, sa'awi ilal jabal yasimuni min al ma'. I'll run away to the mountains. Allah Pak's azab. Then Allah Pak speaks about his azab. Ma lahum min mahis. Min nasirin. Whatever. Allah Pak speaks about, there's no escape from my azab. Huma hum bi mu'jizin. No one can run away from me. You want to play with the law of Allah? You want to dodge Allah? That same eye which Allah Pak gave you. Every day we read Yasin Sharif. Can't get that ayat. لو نشاؤ لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنا يبصرون. That same eye that is disobeying Allah. Let me look, it's okay, man. Allah Pak says, I have the qudrat, I'll take your eye away. فَاسْتَبَقُوا السِّرَاطِ. You'll try and walk, where are you going to go? Don't play with the law of Allah. Admit the mistake and turn back to Allah. That's why ulama mentioned, first solution is tawbah. Allah Pak knows our weakness. Allah Pak knows our background. Allah Pak knows our history. Allah Pak knows everything. What people don't know, Allah Pak knows. In the brightness of the day or in the darkness of the night. Outside or inside, everything Allah Pak saw, everything Allah Pak heard. And still Allah Pak says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Forget about it, come back. The child that ran away from home, how those parents wait for their child to come back? Ulama say, Allah Pak waits even more than that. When my banda is going to come back to me? And if that child has to come back after 15 years, 20 years, 21 years, with tears in his eyes, okay, ma, make ma. Whatever happened has happened. Now it's a new leaf. No more. No more of that life. Can we imagine the happiness of those parents? How happy that mother will become. How happy that father will become. It will be like Eid at home. When that banda runs back to Allah, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Where's the nama ya amal? Destroy it. Everything is written off. My banda has come back to me. Allah Pak becomes even more happy with that person. Number one, we have to come on to Tawbah. Get those around us also on to Tawbah. Number two, when a person knows that I slipped here or I slipped here or he's in the mess, then immediately he must remove all those obstacles and separate himself from that kuna. If I'm going here, I'm going to meet so and so. I'd rather not go. If I go in this area, my eyes are going to fall on something. I'm not going to that area. فَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. Yusuf alayhi salam. His incident is famous. Amongst the things he did to save himself, He was trapped. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ He sought protection in Allah. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَسْوَايَ He thought about the favors of Allah. Well, Allah has done so much to me. And now I must be this loyal. Doesn't make sense. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ He thought about the consequence. And فَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابُ He ran for his life. He separated himself from that guna. That here is the azab of Allah. I have to move away from here. So after Tawbah, we have to remove all those obstacles that are throwing us into the azab of Allah. Mawlana Mustaqim sahab in Nizamuddin, Tawad Barakatuhu, just related to Yusuf alayhi salam. You know, Hazrat Zulaikha after that, okay, she became Hazrat Zulaikha alayhi salam wa rahmatullahi alayha. But at that moment when she enticed him and she got him in that room, قَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ Mawlana says there's no difference between her inviting Yusuf alayhi salam in that closed, so many doors were locked in that palace, and a person sitting in the aeroplane also. They also, everything is locked, where a person is going to run? And the person, somebody comes with their juice, call it, hey Talak, why you don't look at me? فَاسْتَبَقَ al-bab, not say you should run out of the plane, no. But separate yourself from that sin. You know this particular instrument, how? You can't keep that thing. The third step ulama mentioned, is to come into some harkat, to come into some movement. Go out in the path of Allah. Stay in the masjid. Link ourselves up to the pious. Come into that pious company. Person gets a headache every day. He doesn't just take one panado. He knows there's something wrong. Every day this is coming. I'll have to treat myself, I'll have to go to some surgeon, no? And he feels shy to show the doctor all his teeth. Or to show the doctor that boil on his hand. He feels shy. He doesn't feel shy because he knows. Like that now, the guna happened. I made Tawbah. Again you saw it happen. Again you made Tawbah. Again. Together with Tawbah, you'll have to check yourself up. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum didn't feel ashamed. They used to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Nabi of Allah, this is what happened. O Nabi of Allah, halaktu wa ahlaktu. I've destroyed myself. How they used to admit in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hanzala radiallahu anhu is coming. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is coming. This is also a sunnah to go and check yourself up. Allah Pak has placed so many surgeons in our province. So many awliya-e kiram. So number three, we have to go and check ourselves up. Number four, ulama mentioned, you see, guna, na? Guna has an effect. An evil effect. If on this bed, haram had taken place, person went away, he's out of the house. That's not the end of the story. Pious people have experienced it. The effect of the guna is still on that bed. If a small child comes and sleeps on that bed, it will affect that child. And in the same token, when tilawat, when zikr is made in that house, or in whatever place a person is, in his business place or wherever, that also has its effect. In the morning tilawat was made, at night some people will come for supper and visiting. The effect of that morning tilawat will fall on these people. Cooking that food, and the women of that house are reading, it has an effect on that food. Adverse cooking that food, and some station is on, it has an effect on that food. Whoever eats, everybody is affected. So zikr and tilawat, respected elders and brothers, this Quran Sharif is a shield. The Sufiya-e-Kiram mentioned Quran Sharif is a zikr is a shield. But the shield of Quran Sharif, no shield can match the shield of Quran Sharif. The asar, the effect of Quran Sharif. You know, you speak of gunas, different type of gunas. You speak about speaking lies and doing this and doing that. Amongst the major sins is to take the life of a believer. Greater than that is to take the life of a Nabi. Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, how their lives were taken away. Allah Pak again and again speaks about it in the Quran Sharif. وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. And greater than that is to take the life of وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is going with that same niyat to take the life of who? Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can we imagine the level of kufr that was in his heart? What kufr must have been in that heart that I'm going to take the life of Muhammad, which others wouldn't even dare speak, even though they were enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's prepared. Famous incident, that person said, where are you going? You rather sort your house out first. And then what happened? When he came close to the house, few ayats came into his ear. Few ayats. Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whoever was reading. Khabbab radiallahu anhu, whoever was teaching them, goes in that room. Umar radiallahu anhu opens the door. And he gives them a beating. Then he sees his sister's face and he feels ashamed. Show me what y'all were reading. And then few ayats of Surah Taha. And the whole person is changed. That person who accepted Islam, somewhere number 40, and came out second. That amount of kufr he had in his heart, and few ayats had an effect on that heart, won't have an effect on mine and your heart. A heart with iman. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to read. And the mushrikeen, their wives, used to come and cling against the wall. And listen, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was very soft-hearted. Reading, he'll start crying. They'll also start crying. Woman of shirk. Woman who used to bow down before idols. And Quran Sharif had an effect on their hearts. Won't have an effect on our woman's heart. Huh? The women folk of our homes, it won't have. Najashi at that time, afterwards he accepted Islam. Passed away. Nabi Sallam read his janazah. At that time he was a Christian. Few ayats of Surah Maryam is having an effect on his heart. Won't have an effect on our hearts. So we hear this again. Zikr, tilawat. Read Quran Sharif. Must take our time. It's not something small. Quran Sharif, the shield comes. Person is safe from behayai. No Quran Sharif, the shield is gone. And anything will trigger something in him now. Shield is gone. So the zikr and tilawat, taking out time every day, reading at home, reading in the masjid, is extremely important. And make maaf, we're ending off now. But just one nasihat of my ustad. He used to say, you know, when you sit in anywhere and you get any nasihat from anyone, make amal immediately. Not saying pick up the Quran Sharif and start reading now. Tonight we go home. Surah Mulk. We know we started something. And he used to mention the barakat of that. Allah Pak will give you tawfiq. You'll carry on doing that. This feeling that we get of doing good now is a mihman. You know, guest comes to your house and you say, Maaf, I'm just listening to the mess. Just sit on there for half an hour. I'll be back with you just now. Right. And you're looking that side there. He'll come again. Oh, mashallah, what a welcome in this house. The guest of Allah Pak is even more sensitive. It comes in that heart. I must start reading. I must start making zikr. I must take out this from my life. I must take out this from my home. And you don't respect that feeling. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Know well, sometimes a person will even make an intention to do good. Allah Pak's decision will come in the way. Because you didn't respect that initial feelings. Now even you want to do good also, you won't do that good. That initial feelings of doing good now, we must respect these feelings. This tilawat started tonight. Make maaf. But my good thought and husn azan is everybody is already on tilawat and zikr and whatever. But like, get others also on tilawat. And last but not least, ulama mentioned, is to make an effort on those that are within our home also. Make an effort on those within our home. Read incidents of Sahaba. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi Ali, that kitab he has prepared, Fazail-e A'mal. Allah Pak has given a lot of acceptance to this kitab. When Taaleem will start at home, and incidents of Sahaba, don't take these incidents lightly. Don't take this Taaleem lightly. Our Buzrugane Deen, what experience they have prescribed this. Then what will happen? Then we won't hear incidents like, I wish I'd rather be like those people on TV. Then we'll hear incidents like some years ago when I was in Hivs. And Mawlana Musa Olga, Dawud Barakatum, was giving us a bayan. And he gave fresh karguzari of that teacher in England who phoned the mother of that child. Can you please tell me what's a sahaba? Non-Muslim teacher is asking. The mother said, okay, you come, we'll explain. Come home. And explaining, no, every day we do taaleem. Teacher said, ask everybody in the class, what you want to become? I want to become a pilot, I want to be engineer, teacher, this, that. What you want to become? I want to become a sahaba. Taaleem at home is a small thing. Allah Pak will question us, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyati. May Allah Pak save us from all the fitnas of this zamana. May Allah Pak take out the roots that have placed themselves in us of behayai and immorality, etc. And may Allah Pak bring us from that life of darkness, min az-zulumati ila nur, to this life of nur and to this life of light and peace. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, ya arhamar rahimin. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا من لا تراه العيون ولا تخالطه الذنون ولا يصفه الواصفون ولا تغيره الحوادث ولا يخشى الدوائر يعلم مثاقيل الجبال ومكائل البحار اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها ظاهرها وباطنها ما علمنا وما أنت أعلم به اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا وإن رحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا وإن رحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم
سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.